just to supplement a little bit what we discussed last time. The Rambam was based on the idea that Hamotz Mechavel of Haraya is only a suffix, and therefore Tfisa works, Tuk Lakoin, Ain Mutsino Samiyado. Right? The other film, like Maskar and the Gemara, we had two ways of reading it. One was the Rav Ochanan way, which is the more mainstream shot, which is that Hamotz Mechavel of Haraya is a Vaday. Not that it's a Vaday Bimtzias, but it becomes a Vaday Midin Chazaka. And then he said Mechodesh Pshat. Based on the Nesivas in the Chemda Shlomo. I noticed, by the way, that the Nesivas, besides being in his letter with the Chemda Shlomo, is also in something I put on Mechor 27 in an obscure sefer of the Nesivas called Nachlas Yaakov, where the first half is Drushan, the second Chelik is Kiddushim on a few places in Chas. He, in Bab Metzia, Bab Beis, he says the same vart that he says in Simon Beis, the Shulchan of Shlomo, okay, which is that even the other I'm going to admit that Hamotz Mechavel Haraya is a suffix, but you still can't be tokay, and they don't explicitly say why, but the assumption is because violence is not an acceptable method of solving your disputes. We pointed out the that the nafka mina this is part of the shita came from the Gemara Bar Basra Daf Pei Aleph, which seems to imply that if it's a suffix, whether or not I sold my land to you, it still remains a suffix. The inyan yisurim. I just wanted someone asked me what was the original question of Chemda Shlomo. So he gets onto reviewing them. His original question was very, very fascinating. Chemda Shlomo. I thought I would share it with you. The one second. Yeah. The original question of Chemda Shlomo was this: a guy sold his chametz to a guy. And he did all kinds of kinyanim, he did in kinyan chatzar and agav, etc., etc. It just turned out that the rabbi made a mistake. The storehouse where the guy kept his chametz they sold to a guy didn't belong to him. He had no right to give the land to a guy. So there's no kinyan chatzar, there's no kinyan agav. The only kinyan he did with the guy to sell his chametz is kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef to a guy is a suffix whether or not it works. So this guy suffix sold his chametz to a guy. Now it's after Pesach. We want to know, is it aser v'ana or not? So suffix chametz over lower Pesach is mutter, but vada chametz over lower Pesach is aser. So what's the din? Whose chametz is it? So he says the nafka mina the Chemda Shlomo actually is the case, the fascinating. The fascinating case of the Chemda Shlomo was a suffix mechiras chametz discovered after Pesach. Right? What do we say? Whose chametz was it over Pesach? Who does it belong to? L'inyan Yisurin, right? So, so what he said at first was, we'll complicate this a little with the Kesef Mishnah. But what he said at first was that according to the Rambam, well, it should be, without the Ha'ar that I think Margaret made last time, Hamotz Mechavel of Haraya, I might or might not have sold my chametz to a guy, right? I might or might not have sold my chametz to a guy, and it's in my house. So I'm the Mochzak. So it's a Safek whose chametz it is, and the Jew is Mochzak. So does that mean it's Vaday the Jews, in which case it's Vaday Chametz Shavu Lo Pesach? Or is it Safek the Jews, and it's Safek Chametz Shavu Lo Pesach? So, he said, well, maybe according to the Rambam, although we'll complicate this with the Kesef Mishnah, it should only be Safek Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, and therefore it should be Motzei. Right? It's only Safek Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach. We don't know who it belonged to, because any suffering of mamonos, even if one guy's holding it, we don't know who it belonged to. However, according to the other Rishonim, we pass like the other Rishonim that talk for Kohen, Motzino Samiyado. So according to Rabbi Chanan, what that means is that whoever's holding it is Vaday the owner. Right? Is Vaday the owner. So according to this, it should be Vaday Chametz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach. Why? Because the Jew was holding it when Pesach started. And therefore, he's the Vaday owner through Rabbi Chanan. If the guy had been Tokeith, it wouldn't have worked. And therefore, he thinks we might be in trouble, says the Chanan Shlomo. Rabbi Chanan, in the mainstream way of understanding, the Shita of Tukfa Kohen, Motzino Samiyado, which is that it's Vaday mine, then we're in trouble. It's Vaday Chametz Sha'avar Alav Pesach. So what does the Chanan Shlomo and the Sivas come to Mechadesh? The Chen Shlomo, at least in and the Sivas are Mechadesh, that no, it's Mutter because it's only Safek Chametz Sha'avar Alav Pesach. It's only Safek Chametz Sha'avar Alav Pesach. Even again, like the more Mechadesh way, unlike Rav Chanan, all these sort of Mitzvot of Chel Vray is only Safek. We all paskin that Tukfa Kohen, Motzinos, Miyadim. That's because even though it's a suffix, you can't grab things. But it's really still a suffix, it's not a Vaday. The question is, how do you explain why in our Sugya is it considered Vaday Meiser Behema? Lim manda omar takfo koin motzian also miyado. And this is just chazer what we said last time, right? Where did our Chanan come from? It says in our sugya. What does our sugya say? Our sugya proves Rav Chananya. Forget about the Rambam for now. Rav Chananya proves that takfo koin motzino miyado because it's vaday mine. How do we know it's vaday mine? It's vaday mine mine shabehema. So that proves that it's considered vaday mine. So that's exactly why most people agree with Rav Chanan. Most people say, goof of the machlokes between the Rambam and everyone else, is that, or between Rav Hanuna and Rav Chananya. Rav Hanuna holds it suffik, who it belongs to still. Rav Chananya says it becomes Vaday Mai. It's Vaday Mai Mai Tzerbehema, it's Vaday Mai Chometz, and it's Chomesh Avalo Pesach, and the guy just lost $100,000. What are the Chanan Shlomo and the Nesivos say? So I already mentioned the Nesivos. The Nesivos says, no, it's really suffic, but it becomes Vaday through Yeyosh. How does he cleverly save the guy's $100,000 of inventory in his case? Because of a force in the seventh parak of Pesachim. What does the Gemara say about this case in the seventh parak of Pesachim, seventh parak of Baba Kama? If Yeyosh is Kona, and I steal Chometz, and it's Pesach, is the God of Kona? The answer is no. Because Yeyosh is only Kone if I want to be Kone it. I'm only Kone if you're Miyayish, I'm only Kone your property if I want it. I don't have to take your property if you're Miyayish. Does this guy want the Chametz on Pesach? Who sold it to a guy?
Of course not.
Of course not. The Gemara said in the Forsh, Isura Nichalei Heteran Nichalei Delikne, Isura Lo Nichalei Delikne. That no one's Kone Isura through Yeyosh because you don't want to. That's why, for example, let's say you get a delivery, this happens sometimes in America, you get a Sunday newspaper delivery on Pesach, and they throw in a sample of a cereal bar. You know, sometimes they put samples in the newspapers. So is that a problem? They put in your chatzer? The answer is no, because the assumption is that no one's koneh chametz on Pesach, because we don't want any surim. And therefore, you could just throw it in the garbage, and it's not your problem. Obviously, you can't eat it. Obviously, you can't decide to save it for after Pesach, but you can just throw it in the garbage, and it's not your problem. So that's what he says, but by Chametz, he's not Kone B'Yeyosh, because Yisura lo nichalei delikni. And therefore, he saves guys Chametz. He says, since really the suffix, it only becomes Vaday Ma'ish Behemoth B'Yeyosh, Yeyosh only works when you want something. That was a very rare case. The Chemda Shlomo's kasha was very strange. It was the only case where the guy didn't want the thing that was a suffix. Every other case, the guy wants the property that's a suffix. Here's the case, the guy didn't want to own this car. Wait, it's because he wanted it to belong to the guy. So it wouldn't be Chemda Shlomo Tessa.
So the man should be allowed to be talking to
him? What?
If the Jew doesn't want it, can the non-Jew just go and take it?
If the Jew doesn't want it, can the non-Jew go and take it? Minastam, of course the non-Jew can go and take it. The Jew Mamish doesn't want it. I mean, do you know anything about this? Of course, if it's a suffix and I don't want something, you can go and take it. Obviously, if it's a suffix and I want you to have it, you can take it. That's no brainer. That's lo gurum mi matana
bi'alma. You don't need the. You don't need the. It is me at the makone, but I simply don't want it. It's not mine.
No, but that's not true because I was never mevatel it. If you have chametz abesach and you were mevatel it, then it doesn't help.
But if the non-Jew can be tokiv, he's not going to be miyayish.
What?
If the non-Jew can be tokiv, he's not going to be miyayish anyway.
The non-Jew can't be tokiv.
He could be tokiv, he won't be miyayish anyway.
That's a good point. And you're saying in this case, the non-Jew not miyayish because he knows the Jew wants to have it, so you're right, okay, in the end, in a chanami.
But isn't this whole case about Kesef Konaran is a suffix bedina, not a suffix
Melitzia? Ha, okay. Hold that thought. That's a very good. The first answer of the Chemda Shlomo, Nesivas don't differentiate. The Chemda Shlomo in his first answer. In his first answer, what the Chemda Shlomo says is that it only becomes Vadai in our Gemara because it's Mamon. Okay, he doesn't really explain his logic so well here, but what he wants to say is that really it always stays a suffix. Really, Tukva coin, even though we possibly can't grab it, it's a suffix forever whose it is. It only becomes a Vadai, the person holding it in our Sugya, because in our Sugya it's Mamon She'eino Tovim. There's no specific coin who has the right to it. And even if you say it's Makiri Kahuna, once, what is logic? He doesn't explain his logic so well, but later we're going to be a little unclear, but once the guy can't grab it from me, and there's not even one particular guy who it might belong to, then it becomes Vadai mine. But in a normal case of a Jew and a guy, where even if the guy can't grab it from me, it still might belong to him, right? There's one particular guy who has a claim on it. As long as the guy has a claim on it, it remains a suffix. It remains a suffix forever. So these are, then in the second answer, the Chemda Shlomo starts talking about the fact that that case is Sveik Dedina, which is another Tzav L'Hakel, which I'll come back to in a second. I'll just want to point out that the nafgamina between these different drachim and understanding the shita of Ruv Rishonim, of Takva Kohen, Ein Motzi Miyado, could also have an afgamina, le'inyan, let's say, esrog, etc. Right? What if I have an esrog that I keep because of Motzi Miyado of Araya? So according to Rabbi Chanan, I should be able to be yotze with an esrog that I keep because of Motzi Miyado V'raya. Because the whole reason the guy can't grab it from me, it's a suffix whose esrog it is. So I keep it, you can't grab it. We paskin against the Rambam, you can't grab it. According to Rav Chanan, the whole reason you can't grab it is because it's Vadai mine. If it's Vadai mine, I can be yotze. However, according to the Nesivas, and here even the Nesivas would agree that you're yotze v'chovaso. Why? Because here I want the esrog. And since you can't grab it, you're misyayish. Once you're misyayish, it's now my esrog v'gamre, I can be yotze. However, according to the Chemda Shlomo, in his first answer, he would say that I'm not going to say Dechovaso, because the Chemda Shlomo holds that really every Hamasa Melavari remains a suffix forever. Oh, why can't you grab it? You can't grab it because it's not nice to grab. But it remains a suffix forever. The only time it turns into a vadai is in Matnos Kahuna, because there's no particular guy who's fighting with me. But if there's an esrog, suffix mine, suffix mornis, and I'm holding it, I win forever. According to Rav Chanan, I win forever because it's vadai mine. So I'm yotze. According to the Nesivas, I win forever because once you can't grab it, you're misyash, and it's mine. Over here, I want the esrog. So you're Mitziyayish, so it's mine, so I'm Yotzeh. According to Chemda Shlomo, no, it remains a suffix forever. It's a suffix till Eliyahu Navi comes. Only by Matnus Kahuna, where there's no other guy, does it turn into Vadei mine. But over here, it remains a suffix Esrog forever. So Lamaisa, if I want to use it on Sukkos, I have to buy Morty out and convince him that it's worth his while to sell me, you know, his suffix stake in the Esrog. So that would be a nafkamina. You could also say nafkamina for Kiddushe, being Mekadosh a woman with it, but that gets a little more complicated because it could be that it's a big sugya. It could be that even if something doesn't want you, you can be Mekadosh a woman with it. That's Kiddushe Megezel. We're not getting into it now. Okay, so this is the Chakira that we mentioned last time. I just wanted to put in context of the Chedda Shlomo. What are they arguing about? Again, Rav Chanan says they're arguing whether it's Suffolk mine or Vadai mine. Suffolk mine, so if you grab it, Suffolk yours. Vadai mine, it's too late for you to grab. However, the Nesivas and the Chen Shlomo, at least in his first answer, say no, everyone agrees it's Suffolk mine. They're just arguing whether we allow not nice tactics in Beis Din. And therefore, the Nesivas and the Chen Shlomo managed to match this guy's whole inventory, which was very, very nice of them.
Might not Chametz be different, though, because even though he doesn't want the Chametz during Pesach, he does want it after Pesach.
No, that's okay. The guy's willing to sell it back to him after Pesach. That's no problem. You know, he just wants to buy back from the guy after Pesach. He doesn't want to own it straight through. So that doesn't bother us. Okay, the other factor I'll point out that the Chen Shlomo said, which what Morty pointed out, is that he said, it could be that I could find you another Tzad L'Hakel. It could be that another Tzad L'Hakel in the Chametz is that in the Chametz case might be different in a different way from the Bechor case. And this gets on to the famous Shita, possible Shita of the Rif. The Russian Baba Kama, I have the Makorah sheet, makes a Diuk in the Rif, which is far from Mochrach. Far from Mochrach. What's his Diuk in the Rif?
Why didn't
the Rif bring down the Ibaya of Tsruros, right? Why didn't he bring down the Ibaya of Tsruros? So his answer is, there's no need to bring down the Ibaya. Because it's a knas anyway. So if you're toe-face, if you're not toe-face, then you can't sue anyway. And if you're toe-face, then it works, even in the case of Nibaya. You know, you have to get through a lot of Baba Kama details. But the bottom line is, what does the riff hold? The riff holds that Kevan V'ritafas lomav kimeyed v'shalom chatzinezeh kevan da olso v'teku. Tfisa works v'makam teku. And what does the Rush ask on the riff? The Rush says, how can you say Tfisa works makom teku? I don't love this because we hold Tatva Kohen Motzino Samiyado. So what's the Shita of the Rif? So apparently, right, there's the Shita out there. That's the Rif in Baba Kama. Lefi HaRush that says, in Safek Mitzios, Tatva Kohen Motzian Osam Miyado. But in a Teku, which is a Sveka Didina, then Takvo Ein Motzian Osam Miyado. This is a, becomes a famous Shita, even though if you actually go through the details of this Rush, the Diuk and the Rif is weak, right? This is the famous Shita, that Tfisa works for Sveka Dedina. There's a difference between Sveka Dedina and Suffolk Metzias. Tfisa works for Sveka Dedina. That's the Shita of the Rush. Now, the Shach, actually, there's a big machlokas between the Shach and the Kedushas Sveikos, like most things, is this like a serious Shita or not? The Shach is convinced that many, many, many Achronim hold this way. The Shach is convinced that many Rishonim hold this way and thinks that there's really Shita worth passing like. The Kedushas Sveikos is not so convinced. He's like, you know, it's only a possible Shach of the Rif, and, you know, not so popular in the Rishonim, so it's not so clear whether it's a mainstream sock or not, but in any case, the Shach Paskins this way, the Tfisa works b'makom, b'makom Sveika Dedina. So the question, this is a very intriguing chiluk between Sveika Dedina and Suffolk Metzias. So, the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara to be mechalik between Suffolk Metzias and Sveika Dedina? Right, a lot of our Sveikos nowadays are actually Sveika Dedina. I mean, by now, you know, half of all Dinim is the Sveika Dedina, right? Between the Tekus and the Gemara, and the what they call Plupta Dervusa, the Machlokas how to interpret the Gemara, and the Baisal Ifshitas, etc. So what's the Svara to be mechalik? Anyone? What's the Svara to be mechalik? And therefore, hold it, you could figure out a teiku in the end of the day? No, it's likely that you'll figure out the teiku? Mitzias, you're likely to figure out, but teiku, you're not likely to figure out. Really? Suffolk Bechor, you're likely to figure out? That's a chiddush to me. So the Shach asked this question in the, I gave you the course here, right? In Tukva Kohen at the very beginning, he says, what's pshat in the riff? He says, what's pshat in the riff? So the Shach gives two answers. First, he says that maybe the riff really holds that Tfisa always works. Maybe the riff always holds that Tfisa works. Just the only case it doesn't work is in Tukva Kohen. Tfisa always works except in the case of Tukva Kohen. Okay, then he's not mechalik in Sveika Dedina, Sveika Metzias. His more interesting answer to the Shach, which is the mechalik in Sveika Dedina, Sveika Metzias. So the Shach in the Tukva Kohen says that every Sveika Dedina is like Tainus Bari. Every Sveika Dedina is like Tainus Bari. That's the difference between Suffolk Metzias and Suffolk Din. Every Sveika Dedina is like Tainus Bari. Why? Because in a Suffolk Metzias, I can't say I know the answer. I don't know. I didn't see. In Sveika Dedina, I can always say my Svara is like the other side. I think like one side of the answer. I have an opinion. I'm sure that I'm right. It's a teiku in the Gemara, but I think it's a mistaber, like the side that happens to work out for me. So if I grab, you have a, Suffolk, I don't know, Shino Litzurus Levian Ezek, or a Suffolk, Shino Litzurus Levian Ezek, I grab it, I can say it's a mistaber to me that you're chayiv to me, the Chatzin Ezek. And therefore, I'm like a Tainus Bari, and we know the Rosh of Tobes and Ksuba says that B'Tainus Bari Tfiso works. That's the Svar of the Shach. The Kunch of the Sveikos hates this Svar. The Kunch of the Sveikos says, I don't like this Svar at all, because what do you mean you're a Tainus Bari, right? You know better than the Amoraim, you're going to be Achriya Tekun Shas. Tainach, there's a machlokis between the Mishabur and the Yoruch HaShulchan. So you could say, I'm a Tainus Bari, I think the Mishabur is right. Do I have the right to think the Mishabur is right and the Yoruch HaShulchan is wrong? Yeah, if I'm a Talmud Chacham. Right? Machlokes between, Rebbe Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I have the right to my opinion. I could be a Tainus Bari. But a Teiku and Shas, really? You're going to be a Tainus Bari? If Chazal didn't know the answer to the Teiku, and they said, Teiku, you know better than them? It's a big fetish to say that you have a Tainus Bari, but Malcolm Teiku. So the Kunch of the Sveikos had a different Svara. He had the opposite Svara of the Shach. What was the Shach says that why does Tfisa work better in Sveika Dedina? Because in Sveika Dedina, I have good grounds for being toe-faced. I have a Tainus Bari as to what the din is. I can tell you that I know the din is my way. Which again, is just a big chiddush because who says you're a Talmud Chacham? And even if you say, well, I rely on other Talmud Chachamim, how can you have an opinion about a Teiku and Shas? The Kunch of Sveikos says that's ridiculous. If Shas says it's a Teiku, you can't say you know who's right and who's wrong. So what did the Kunch Sveikos say? Anyone want to give me a different svar? Maybe the opposite direction of the Shach? What's the difference between Sveika Dedina and Suffolk Metzias? So he says the opposite svar. He says, Suffik Metzias, is this a Bechor, is this not? We don't know. Can we paskin, since the Baal HaBayis is holding it, that it's Vadai, not a Bechor? Can we say, we're going to assume it's Vadai, not a Bechor? Is that a possible thing to say? Why not? Let's assume. Let's assume through the Chazaka. We can be Mechriya. Says, in a Suffik Metzias, this is based on the Rebbe Chanan way, right? Based on the Rebbe Chanan way of understanding things. In a Suffik Metzias, we can be machria that it's not a Bechor. Well, Paskin, it's not a Bechor. Oh, do we really know? We don't really know. But we'll be machria bivadai that it's not a Bechor. So, Hamot Mechalvar is a psak vadai. We can make a vadai psak in a Suffik Metzias. Suffik Metzias, we don't know, whose esrog is it. So we can pass him a vadai, it's my esrog because I'm holding it. Not because we really know. We don't really know. But using the rules of chazaka, we can say, since I'm holding it, chazaka that it's my esrog. How is it my esrog? Because that's the way it worked out. However, in Sveika Dedina, such as a teku, in Sveika Dedina, we can't paskin bivadai. Why can't we paskin bivadai? Because, wait a minute, if I'm holding it, let's fake it the dina. Teku, what's a good example? Okay, whether I can call it chatzi nezik if your animal does, your animal violently kicks pebbles and breaks my vase. So that's a teku, whether I can collect chatzi nezik from you. So, hold on a second. If you're holding the money, that proves that vada you're potter. We can say you're vada potter. If I'm holding the money, that means vada chayev. Says the in Sfegat Dina, we can't paskin vada because the suffix is fundamentally irresolvable. In a teku, the suffix, we can't say, since you're holding it, let's machriya vadai, the halacha is like you. The fact that you're holding it can't be machriya the halacha. So, a motzimichavrel is only a suffix and tfiso works. Let me explain a little better. It's a chiddush, this chiddush of sveikos. But what's a chiddush of sveikos saying? It's very parallel to what the Ramban said about treyu trey. Right, exactly like the Ramban said about treyu trey. He knows that. That's not my fish. He says, just like the Ramban about treyu trey. What did the Ramban say about treyu trey? In a normal safek, whoever's holding on to it wins. There's no more tfisa because it's vadai his. He wins bevadai. In a treyu trey, you can't say anyone wins bevadai because how could you be machriya for one guy is over the other guy? After all, it's a treyu trey. It's a stalemate. There's no way to paskin one way or the other. That's exactly what the Ramban say. By treyu trey, tfisa works. Why? Because, again, all like Rav Chanan way. The whole reason tfisa doesn't work is the most of the whole variety makes it vada yours. You can make it vada yours by suffering bechor. Well, paskin vada wasn't a bechor, but you can't make it vada yours makum trey trey. Because how can you paskin like two adim against the other two adim? It's a stalemate. Soter says the Kunshna Sveikos, by suffering mitzias, we can paskin that if you're holding it now, it's vada yours, no one can grab it. Whoever's holding it now, it's vada theirs. The chazaka is that it's vada theirs. Ah, how's it vada theirs? It's vada theirs because the mitzias worked out on their side. Do we really know? No, but we can assume that Tzias worked out on their side. By speaking the Dina, if you're holding it, can we now paskin the din? Can we poshate the teku and shas? We can't say it's vada yours, because we know we don't know the answer to the teku and shas. We can paskin it's yours bavada because we know that it's a suffix, it's a teku and shas. The fact that you're holding the money now, the fact that you're the first one holding the money, doesn't answer the teku and shas. It's still a teku. Right, if there's any bayatul ishita in the Gemara, the fact that you're holding the money is not posha di ibaya. It's an eternal ibaya. A teku can never be resolved. Right? And even if it could be resolved, it could be resolved based on halachic slurs, not based on who's holding the money. So this, basically, the Kunsha Sveikos teach the Ramban says that trey, and he restricts it. He says, if you take Rav Chanan's derech, that the reason behind the psak of Rov Rishonim is because Hamos Bechavod was a Vadai, then, what says Ramban, but you can't have a psak Vadai b'makom trey trey. If there's two eidim on each side, how can you pass in Vadai like one side? We know it's a stalemate. We know there's no more evidence for one side than the other. Right? We have no right to pass against two eidim. And as the Kuntras has Sfeikos to explain the das of this riff, that you can't have a psak Vadai if the suffix is in the din. If the suffix is in the din, you can't have a psak Vadai. Why? Because you still don't know who's right in the halachic argument or not, right? There's machlokas in the base matters in the Chetzer Shal Torah. There's machlokas in Shas. The fact that one guy happens to have one court case against his friend doesn't tell us the answer in Shas. It's still a suffix. We know it's still a suffix, and nothing that you guys do will ever resolve the suffix. Maybe if Eliona comes and tells a good svar, it'll resolve the suffix. But nothing you guys do can resolve the suffix. Since you can never resolve that suffix, it remains a suffix. And as long as it remains a suffix, Tfisa works. So there are two opposite ways of explaining this svar of the riff, which a lot of poskim paskin like. Lemaisa, I think if someone did grab it, Makom Steak of the Dina, we'd let them keep it because they'd have this svar to rely on. Why is your tfisa better in Steak of the Dina than in a case of something Mitzias, according to one Shita? Either the Shach, because you're a better toe-faced Makom Steak of the Dina, because you're being toe-faced with a svar on your side that I think I know which way the din is, even if I'm biased. And the Kuntras says, that's ridiculous. You don't know anything about the svar. He says, it's because the guy holding it until now was weaker in Sfeik and Dedina. In Sfeik and Tzias, the guy holding it until now could say, it's been Paskin Vadai that it's mine. Sfeik and Dedina, he can never say it's been Paskin Vadai that it's mine. We know it's a teku. How can it ever be Paskin Vadai? It was only yours, me Sfeik. If it's only yours, me Sfeik, then I can grab it. That's the svar of the Kuntras Sfeikos. If just before, that's the Chemda Shlomo's, by the way, second way of saving the Chametz. He says, since the question of Kenyan Kesef for a guy is a Sfeik and Dedina, therefore a Sfeik and Dedina, everyone agrees it's only a Sfeik and not a Vadai. And therefore, regardless of what you say about the Bechor, in a Sfeik and Dedina, everyone agrees it's an eternal Sfeik. How can you ever resolve a Sfeik and Dedina? Since it's an eternal Sfeik, therefore it's only Sfeik, Chametz of Lo Pesach. And that was his second Svara to matter this fellow's Chametz. After Pesach. Okay, Sam.
Anybody understand that the way that we're being mugged a suffix that is that can be Bavaria eventually? Because when we were dealing in Issa, we made a very clear distinction between something where the potential's not there, the knowledge doesn't exist anymore, we can't track it down.
And right.
The suffix Bahara seems to be a case where we can't track that information down, right. It doesn't exist anymore.
So what I mean is that, and this is what's subtle, in the suffix Mitzias, you can have a, you can't really find out the answer. Let's assume there's no way to really find out the answer, otherwise you just find out the answer, right? Both parties would hire investigators and find out the answer because they both want to win. You can't really find out the answer, but you can assume an answer. You can make an assumption. You can make a Vadai assumption. Something that says you can make a Vadai assumption, what happens to Safik Bechor? But he's saying, in Safik Bechor, on the Israel, since I'm holding on to it now, we're assuming until proven otherwise that it's not a Bechor. How much are we going to write towards Vadai? Chazaka. However, in Safik Din, let's say it was a different case. Let's say it was a Sfeik Dedina, like the other case the Rambam mentions. What was the other case the Rambam mentions? A baby who was born looking partially like a sus, right? A baby lamb was born looking partially like a sus. That's a Sfeik Dedina. In a Sfeik Dedina, then the Rambam says, either way, Tfisa works. Talking about the Kuntras of Sfeikos and the Das of the Rif, what would he say? If it's just no one knows what the history of this mother, then we can say, you know what, since I'm holding it now, we're assuming it's not a Bechor till proven otherwise, you can't grab. But in Sfeik Dedina, if it has a baby that's Vadei Bechor, but it looks half like a horse, then what are we going to say? We're assuming the halacha is that a baby, that a lamb that looks half like a horse is not Kadosh until proven otherwise? We can't assume anything about it. It's an Ibayin Shas. We know that we don't know the answer to that. We can't even make an assumption about that. Because it's impossible to even... We can't even make an assumption that we know the answer. Because how can we assume an answer if it's a theoretical... It's a theoretical machlokus in din. We can't make assumptions about which way the din works. Because after all, what if in one case the baby was born in the Kohen's barn, and next door the same kind of baby was born in the Yisrael's barn? Then we're going to say, in this house, we know that the din is that an animal that looks half like a horse is kaddish till proven otherwise. And in this house, we know the din is that an animal that looks half like a horse is not kaddish till proven otherwise? No, it can't be. Obviously, you can't be machriya a din based on whose house a baby animal is located in.
Isn't this Maisi B'chol Yom? Bezdin, people come in and they have an argument about facts. Bezdin is machriya. I mean, Maisi B'chol Yom, but if there's a take of a halacha, they can.
Correct. Meaning, lemaisa, if there's a teku, they can't be machriya. Even if there's a machlok shoshonim, they can't be machriya. This is actually one of the big issues that comes in Bezdin nowadays, which is, nowadays in Bezdin, the minig is that we have given to the shach. If there's a machlokus rishonim, then whoever's holding it wins, because they can say, I have a tainus bari that the rishon on my side is right. And they have the right to that opinion, because they say, after all, maybe I'm as smart as the grun, I can figure out which rishon is right. However, if there's a teku in the Gemara, or a machlokus that anybody is interested in the Gemara, then we don't assume you can come into bed, and then we don't agree with the shach. You can't come into bed and say, I know which side is right. Yes?
I don't understand. I'm going back to the same question. Why can't I say that in the Kohen's house it's Kadosh, and in the Yisrael's house it's not Kadosh? Why is it any different than the Shnei Shvilim? As long as you're not coming in front of me right now, and it's not Tarjit Satri Vat Echad.
The Shnei Shvilim is a Suffolk Metzias. This is a Suffolk Din. I'm not saying you can't disagree.
No, but just like in the case of Shnei Shvilim, the germane question is, can I do it right now in this sentence? Why can't I apply the same thing?
So, because this is always like Balvas Achas, because there's a general halacha that applies to the whole world. Is my answer to your question, which I'm not sure I have to answer.
In the case of Mitzias, there is only one objective winner. We don't know which one it is, so I can't be motzi from you because maybe you reference something in Bedina. There is no objective right answer. If we both have it equals out level zchus, so your tfisa is meaningless. So I'm talking from you, then my tfisa is just as valid as yours because you each have an objective right to it. There is no right or wrong answer.
That's interesting. You're saying maybe a little closer to the shach, but for a slightly different. You're saying since el veil devil kum chayim, really in a sfeik of the dina, we're both right. Now it's not clear that's true about a take. You know, and Tinko also are both right, but after you say, even as far as Eilu Eilu. So you say, therefore, since we're both right, therefore, you know, no one could ever be. So, okay, you're right. I think you could take that in a different direction, a slightly different direction than Shach. Okay. This is, I think now we're going to leave, Moshe, the Shita of Rov Rishonim. We've seen, again, the Derech HaMelech, the mainstream is that Rov Rishonim disagree with the Rambam because they hold Hamos Rechal of Rai as a Vadai, not a Safek, like the Rechonim said very, very nicely. It's just a chiddush, the Nesivos, and the Chen, the Shlomo, and you know some other Gedolei Achronim to see the other way. And clearly, a lot of svaras are based on this Rav Chanan. Like, if the whole basis of Rov Rishonim of the Maskana or Sugya of Hananya is that Tachlo Koyin Emos Tachlo Hamotzino Sabiyadim, because Hamotzino Velos Avadai, then the Ramban says you can't have a Vaday Mokum Trei Trei, and the Kunshla Sfeikel says you can't have a Vaday Mokum Sfeikel the Dina. And you know this is only the tip of the iceberg. Let's go a little to the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam is Misvara. The Rambam is, I think, great. I think the Rambam is terrific. Misvara, right? What does the Rambam say? Hamochet mit motzvechaver olam harai is a suffix, right? What Gemara would he bring to support himself? That the Reuel Chanan points out, right? What?
The
Karvlei. Ozil. Lebe Asha. What does that mean? You know why he wants to call Varaya? Because if you're sick, you have to go to the doctor and get treated. If you want to take the money from him, you have to prove it. Meaning, it's not that he wins. It's just that you need to have a good reason to change the status quo. Right? We don't change the status quo without a good reason. So, Hamotzvah Varaya is suffering, and therefore, logically, and therefore, Tfisa works. Because just because it's in Josh's house now, doesn't mean it's his. It means that I can't get it out of his house because I don't have a proof. But if I grab it, then he can't get it out of my house till he has a proof. Obviously, the Rambam, the Svara, is perfectly reasonable. Obviously, what's the problem with the Rambam? that he's against our Gemara, right? The problem with the Rambam is that he's against our Gemara. So first of all, let's make sure that the Rambam really, really holds that Tfisa works, right? How do we know that the Rambam holds that Tfisa works? So I put it here. What does the Rambam actually say about the classic case of Safek Bechor? Safek Metzias, you just don't know if it's a Bechor or not. What is the Rambam paskin? Tafel Kohen Ein Motzino Sam Yado. The Rambam says about Safek Bechor, again, Bein B'Safek Metzias, Bein B'Safek Din. Within the Rambam, you don't yet need to be Mechalik. Between Safek Metzias and Safek Din, in a regular old-fashioned case, he says, and that is the Rambam Heg, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, says, Kol Bechorshu Safek, etc., etc., Avim Tafso Kohen, Emotzino Samiyado. Right? Safek Bechor, Tafso Kohen, Emotzino Samiyado. He says the same thing about Asfeka Dedina of Bechor. That's in Beis Vav. That in Yoldam in Sus Ogamal, Afishes a mixa simani para. Right, it looks a little like a behemoth that doesn't have Bechor and a little like its mother. Habrim Safik Bechor, Lafika Yachal the Bailin, Vim Tafso Koin, Emotzi and Miyado. Rambam says, Safik Bechor, Tafso Koin, Emotzi Miyado. And the Rambam, I pointed out, there's like a dozen places where the Rambam says all over. Choshen Mishpat, anytime there's a teiku and he buy in the Gemara, anything like that, he always says your pater, v'im tafas, ein motzi miyado. One example is that vavam and aleph, right? By shasak v'sof tzavach, the Rambam says, we never answered the question, therefore he keeps it, and if the other guy grabs it back, then the other guy keeps it. Right? So the Rambam has a clear sheet of that, tuk v'koin, Ein Motzian Oso Miyado. The Rambam doesn't think that anything's ever resolved bevadai unless you actually bring evidence. Tukvo Koin. Therefore, just the fact that I'm holding it now doesn't mean it's vadai mine, it's still suffic. The Rambam doesn't think grabbing is an inadmissible way of resolving disputes. No, whoever's holding it is holding it until proven otherwise. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The problem is, of course, our sugya. Right? Now, there are two problems in the Rambam. The more interesting problem is the one that no one deals with, and that I don't have a good answer to. But let's see, what's the classic problem? The classic problem, the Rambam, is our sugya. What does our sugya say? Our sugya says, how does our sugya prove that Tukvu Kohen Motzino Samiyado? Based on the halacha of? What? What's in four words? Hasfekos nechnas ledir. I said four words. Leis aser. Right? Does the Rambam paskin sfekos nechnas ledir leis aser? Yes, that is in Hilchos. Is that in Hilchos Bechoros? Does he paskin in Hilchos Bechoros? Right. Why in Bikurim not Bechoros? Because what does the Maskan of our Gemara tell us? That what kind of sfekos are we talking about? Something better chamor. Bechoros is in Sefer Karbanos. That's about Karbanos, right? Petach Hamor, pigeon Petach Hamor is not a carbon. It doesn't belong in Sefer Karbanos. So therefore, he discusses in Hilchos Bikurim. Why does he discuss in Hilchos Bikurim? What does it have to do with Hil? What does it have to do with? What does Petach Hamor have to do with Bikurim? Trick question. Why is Petach Hamor in Bikurim? Which I admit is a trick question. Where is this? Because. I don't know if I have Hilchos. Oh, here we are. We have Hilchos Bikurim. Because it's not Hilchos Bikurim. It's Hilchos Bikurim im Shar Matnos Kahuno Shebek Vulin. Just on the top of the page. They didn't have room for all that. So there were Hilchos Bikurim. So Hilchos Bikurim im Shar Matnos Kahuno Shebek Vulin, which includes, obviously, what are the other Matnos Kahuno Shebek Vulin? Pidyon Aben and Pidyon Petach Hamor. So the Rambam brings down exactly the maskana of our Gemara. The maskana of our Gemara of Stekos Nathnasin Ladir Lehis Aser. What does he say? Misha Yila Sara Tloy and Kol Echmei Mifrishal Safik Petachomor. You have 10 Safik Pinyon Petachomors. That's our case. Harein Kachum Kol Dabrim is Asring Shar Behema. You're Meister them. Right? Umavjachim Meister Vashar Shalok Shahayim. He says, Hasfekos Nechmasin Ladir Lehis Aser. So that's the problem with our sugya. We said, Hasfekos nichnasin lidir lihis aser, and this is the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. So you can't say he disagreed with that. You can't say like Mikol v'chol disagreed with our Gemara. Now, if asekos nichnasin lidir lihis aser, what does that prove? That proves that a suffix is considered vadei mine or suffix mine. Right, exactly. This proves that a suffix is considered vadei mine. Because if it wasn't vadei mine, then we would apply the rule of sir vadei unless you're a suffix. And if a suffix is considered vadei mine, therefore this proves that takvo kohen motzien oso miyado. The problem is, what is the Rambam? How does the Rambam get out of our sugya? Right now, the more interesting question, which I have yet to find a great answer to, but is one of my life goals, is, right, the boring, not boring, sorry. The classic question is always, how did the Rambam get out of our sugya? The more interesting question is always, why did the Rambam want to say different than Pshat of the sugya in the first place? Meaning, it's clear he's against Pshat of the sugya. What made the Rambam say a weird Pshat in the first place that then we have to answer? And we can answer it. Well, what was his incentive to the Rambam? So, then I'm not sure. Why did the Rambam reject Pshat of our sugya in the first place? Is not 100% clear to me. I had different achronim give different answers, which are not machriel legamre. The Lechem Mishnah said, oh, I put the Lechem Mishnah here, right? What did the Lechem Mishnah say? Because of the kashas of the Rishonim, right? Because of the Gemara Ksuvas and the kashas of the Rishonim, right? So the Lechem Mishnah says, right, because of the other sugyot that bothered Tosfos and the other Rishonim, right? That's what we discussed last time. There's all these sugyas that seem to be against our Gemara. So the Rambam says, okay, if all these sugyas seem to be against our Gemara, obviously we paskin against Pshat and our Gemara, and we'll have to reinterpret our Gemara. That's possible. You could also say, I forgot, I saw someone suggest this once, but I'm not sure. Maybe you could say because of, based on what Rav Chanan says, because of the Gemara, right, of the Karvei Azal Be'Asya, right? The Gemara in Menvavam Beis, right? Maybe because of Bavakama Menvavam Beis sounds like Hamotz Mecharel Olav Araya is only a suffix. Hamotz Mecharel Olav Araya just means Bezim won't get involved. It doesn't mean there's an actual psak. So if Hamotz Mecharel Olav Araya is a suffix, then why can't I grab? Right? Again, if it's only mine because Bezin can't get involved, then if you grab, Bezin still won't get involved. Maybe that's the reason. I'm not sure. There's room for other reasons. I'm not exactly sure which of these reasons might be correct, or if there's a third reason, if Rambam had something up his sleeve. We'll leave that as a question mark for now. We have two possible explanations. Like, why would the Rambam even have an incentive to read our Gemara in a fancy way? Either A, because of the Kasha of Tosos, because the Mark Suvas, the tray thing of the star, and because of etc. Or maybe because of the Gemara, like Rochana pointed out, in Baba Kama Mevavim Beis, Gemara says, oh, Masra Galav is a Svara. The Svara is, why would Bezin get involved for no reason? That sounds like it's only Ma'am Misafik. It's only Ma'am Misafik. Then he didn't think of any fancy other Svaras, then obviously you can grab it. Okay, we're not sure. Let's go back to the question, how did the Rambam get out of our sugya? So, how does the Rambam get out of our sugya? How does the Rambam, within our sugya, understand that you could paskin takvo kohen ein motzino samiyado? Okay, that's it. Just one small question. Anyone want to give an answer? Whose answer is that? The Rashba, that's the Shut Rashba. Who on the daf of our Gemara likes the Rashba's shot in the Rambam? I didn't tell you to look at it, but I have to miss it. The Gra says, on Tosos, The king dash sharp poskim. All the poskim hold tukvah kol motzinos miyado. Aval Rambam cholek. The curse of a Rashba, the maskenim for shvekos shvekos the regular more in raya the perikum all the zochemim kohen it was set for his chazik ba habaylem vichule v'ayin etc etc. He has a very long, fascinating discussion. Daf go over there where it says the ayin. The grub like the Rashba shot in the Rambam. The Rash, what's the Rashba shot in the Rambam? The Rashba shot in the Rambam was, let's take the. Now, the Rashba didn't agree with the Rambam. The Rashba in the previous Siman in the Shut, I think was this Shin Yud Aleph, maybe in Shin Yud, or maybe the next Siman, I forget which it was, says, we don't hold like the Rambam, we hold like the other Rishonim. But he says, look, I don't hold like the Rambam, that's what he says here also. There's Gamlina Rishonim Al-Khalidabal, Inamas, Grunimash, the Rabs Al-Khalidabal, but I don't hold like the Rambam, but the Rambam can't be stupid. Right? The Rambam, I have to explain, the Rambam must have had some way of explaining the Gemara. So he doesn't hold like the Rambam, but he's trying to explain the Rambam. And Lemaisa in the Sefer Tukvah Kohen, in the first Siman, obviously had to start Sefer Tukvah Kohen. Macholot Jodhri showed him Rambam, and how does he defend the Rambam against the Gemara? He says basically the same shot as the Rashba. Okay, he says it from a slightly different angle, but he says basically the same idea. What does he say? He says that the Rashba says this is all true. He says the Rambam accepts this whole Gemara. The Rambam agrees. Tukvah Kohen Motzino Samiyado. He doesn't agree. So Rambam says, no, I accept this deal. If the Sfeikos are not in the deal with his Aser, then that proves that it's Badai Ma'ayin, the Suffolk would not have Meiser, as you're about to lose your Suffolk. And if it's Badai Ma'ayin, then that means that if Tukvah Kohen, obviously, if it's Badai Ma'ayin, then Tukvah Kohen, Ein Motziyin Osol Miyado. But there's a difference between the Havamina and the Maskana. What's the difference between the Havamina and the Maskana? And the Havamina, what were we talking about? Safek Bechor Mamash. In the Maskana, what are you talking about? Safek? Not Safek Petach Hamar, but Safek Vigyam Petach Hamar. So that's what he said. The Rambam agrees. And Behav Amina de Gemara. Safek Bechor Motzien Oso Miyado. But Bemaskana, it's only Safek Hidyon Petach Hamor Motzien Oso Miyado. Only Safek Pidyon in the Maskana, only for Safek Pidyon Petach Hamor. What makes Safek Pidyon Hamor different than Safek Bechor? Safek Pidyon Petach Hamor, besides the fact that, let's say I'm Nisro, you're the coming. Besides the fact that I'm holding it, what else? There's no Kedusha Zagof, but that's not going to interest us right now. I mean, that's how the Gemara got there. Besides that, I'm holding it. It was always mine. That's called Cheskas. Marakama. In Safek Pidyon Petach Hamor, what does Safek Pidyon Petach Hamor mean? I have a baby. It might or might not be a firstborn of its Hamora mother, right? So that baby definitely doesn't belong to the Kohen. The Petach Hamor itself is not a Matnos Kahuna. Either I have to kill it and be also about Na, or I have to redeem it for a set, right? Vimlo Siftef Arafto. But either way, it doesn't go to the Kohen. So that's not a question. Now I take a set, my own set that belongs to me, and I say, Hareze Pidyon, Petach Hamor. Right? Now, this set I might have transferred to the Kohen by making it a Pidyon Petach Hamor, or I might not have. But besides the fact that I'm holding it now, there's also Cheskas Markam. It was always mine. If it was always mine, then Minastam, it's still mine. So therefore, what does the Rashba say? What does this prove? So, only... So therefore, the Maskan of the Gemara, we only prove that Cheskas Marakama. Marakama just means the first owner, right? Marakama. makes it vaday mine, and therefore takvo kohen motzien oso miyado. I agree, it is a valid diyuk, takvo kohen motzien oso miyado. But in the maskana of the Gemara, that diyuk is only in a case of a marakama. Only when there's a marakama we've proven takvo. Why? Because marakama is machriya bevaday. How is marakama machriya bevaday? What do you mean? What's the rule of chazaka? You never learned Yoredei? You never learned Arachayim? What does the rule of chazaka say? If something has always been a certain way, then we assume it's still that way until proven otherwise. Isn't that the normal rule of chazaka? Right? If something was kosher and it might or might not have got trafed up, it's kosher until proven otherwise. If something was trafe and it might or might not have been kosher, it's trafe until proven otherwise. So therefore, Cheskes Marakama is a vadai. But Hamot Meirol of Araya is only a suffix, and therefore Ein Motzien Oso Miyado. That's the pshat of the Rashba, which is it's basically the pshat of the Shach, and that's the pshat of the Gra. It's all a valid diuk. Everything the Gemara says is valid. Rav Hananya and Abaye and everything they said is valid. Taka, it's vaday mine, and takvo kohen motzien oso miyado. But the maskana, that's all valid. That's only valid about pidyon petach hamor. If that's only valid about pidyon petach hamor, then what have we proven? We've only proven it's valid when there's a marakama. But safek b'chor mamish, there's no marakama. From the moment this baby was born, it might be mine, it might be the kohen's. There's no marakama on the baby. Since there's no marakama on the baby, that's just regular cheskas mamon, regular chazaka, in a case of regular hamos v'chal v'raya. Meaning, they're saying, pidyon petach hamor, you don't need hamos v'chal v'raya. It's mine without hamos v'chal v'raya. It's mine because it's cheskas marakama. But in Safek Bechor, there is no marakama. It wasn't born. The only reason it's mine is hamos v'chal v'raya. A hamos v'chal v'raya, that's only a safek. And since that's only a safek, therefore if you grab it, then you win. That's the pshat of the Rashba.
But we say that if you're Poda a Sabbath Hamor, we say that there's no Kedusha there. That's due to the fact that it's Chas Marakama.
No. There's no Kedusha. There's Pidyon Petach Hamor. It doesn't have Kedusha. It's not one of the rules of the Torah.
Right. So wouldn't that also get, since, meaning, wouldn't that also, is that a similar answer to get a thing for the Rama? Meaning, the Raya is only talking about a case of course, you could be. Do Meister with Sabbath Petter Pidyon Hamor. Because there's no
Kedusha there, so there's no but Poltzer Mamon Kohen. It's not mine. I can't do Mike's if it's not mine.
Even though there's no Kedusha, it might be his.
Yeah, you can't do Mike's. Even though there's no Kedusha, I can't do Mike's with your property.
No, I'm saying you give it to the Kohen if it was
Yeah.
In all the cases of speaking to Dina by Dina Mamonus, don't you also have Chassis Marakam?
Aha, okay. This is the classic question. There were two questions I was wondering if you would ask. There are two big weaknesses in the Shev Rashba. You asked one of them. You said, hold on, all the dozen Rambams, I don't know, Bert Frankel here, did you? Anyone actually look up, I know no one looked up every case. Anyone even look up the Frankel where I said and look at the list on the side of all the cases where the Rambam said that? There must be about 15 of them. So in all those cases of like, suffix whether you owe me Nezikin or not, how does the Rambam think Tfisa works? Isn't there a Marakama? So the Rashba will have to say that because of the Rifsvara. That's a different din, the Rifsvara. So you're right. One weakness of the Rashba is that he only explains the two Rambams and Hilchos Lechoros. He doesn't explain all the Rambams and Hilchos Nizkei Mamon and a few other places. But he'd say, oh, that's because of the Svara of the Rif. That's what he'd have to say. Okay. When you get to Daf Kof, you'll ask me the other Kasha on the Rashba. When you get to Daf Kof, you'll ask me the other Kasha on the Rashba's trap. And then you could look in the Stipler who deals with it, and in the Shev Schmeitzer. Okay. And the Shev Schmeitzer has like a wonderful, very, very late Geschmack Popula based on that. That's the Rashba's pshat. Now let's try another pshat. Anyone have another pshat? But keep in mind that Yosef's making an interesting point. I mean, okay, I'll tell you the two kashas on the Rashba. On the one hand, the Rashba is the oldest pshat, right? He's a Rishon. Oldest pshat in the, as a matter of fact, I think it's the only Rishon that gives pshat in the Rama. The two weaknesses are A, in Daf Kof, anyone know what's on Daf Kof? And what's the case? There? Hold on, what happened to the para? You're mixing in Shoshinogas of Horus Bachel Parabachama, which is understandable because everyone does. Vid Yelda. And because, the Lushan there is not named certain receiving, the Lushan is Yelda, but you're right, could be. You're mixing in validly. Yelda. And what does the Gemara say? We should be Mokum Achas and Marakama. The Gemara actually says there that the baby has a Marakama. Who's the Marakama of the baby?
The guy, the prisoner
owned it. Right, if I own a pregnant. You, then I'm the Marakama of the baby, no? The baby wasn't there before it was born? Or did the stork bring it? The baby was there before it was born. It was just inside, right? So why can't I be a Marakama? So the Gemara Daf Kuf says there is a Marakama for a baby. That kills the whole Rashi. The whole point of the Rashi is that there's no Marakama by Sabi Bukhar because it was just born. So the Gemara Daf Kuf says there is a Marakama for the baby. What? Only when it's born. Yes, only when it's born. The Shev Shemais is the whole pilpul of when it starts to be born or when it finishes being born. That could be very significant if you're the Shev Shemais. Even if you're not, if you just read the Shev Shemais, you'll see that it could be significant. Okay, that's a kasha on the Rashba. I'll leave you to figure out how to answer it. You have to have some homework. The other, you have an answer? Okay. Anyway, the two classic answers are either that you have to say, it's Mufurj enough cooked, there's a Marakama on a baby, whoever owned the mother. So here you should have a Marakama also on Safik Bukhar Mamish. Either the stipler says, no, there's a Marakama on the baby in Daf Kuf, because when you own the mother, you were supposed to own the baby when it, forever, until you sold it. Over here, even though you own the pregnant mother, you were never supposed to own it forever, because when it's born, it could be a Bukhar. And therefore, that's not called Cheskes Marakama. Cheskes Marakama, that's Asuya Lishtanos. That's Omeg Lashtanos, not a Cheskes Marakama. That's a Cyprus answer. The other Achronim answer, that the only reason there's a Cheskes Marakama in Daf Kuf is because you're dealing with who owns the baby as part of selling the mother. When you're dealing with the baby as part of the mother, you could see it as Marakama. But over here, we're dealing with the baby as an independent entity. When you deal with the baby as an independent entity, then there's no Marakama, because when it's born, it's a new entity. Okay, and then Ayin also Shev Shmaitza, who makes it exceedingly late. Now, the other weakness of the Rashi, I'll admit, is that the Rambam has, there are two sets of Rambams. I put them in different lines. The ones in Bechoros and the ones in Iskei Mamon. The Rashi only explains why Tfisa works when there's no Marakama in Safek Bechor. He doesn't explain why Tfisa works in Iskei Mamon when you might owe me money for Nezikin. Clearly you're the Marakama in your money, and if I grab the money, Tfisa works. So then you have to say that's a different reason because it's fake of the Dina, which is okay, but you have to say that the two sets of Rambams that seem to match are coincidence or for different reasons. And so that's not as Geshmach is explaining them for one reason. That's what Yosef was saying. Okay, fine. Yeah?
Does that go back to what you said from the Rambam when Imagine Machlokas about the Marakama Ruin tradition?
Correct, meaning you could say that really it is all the same Shita, even though it's for different specific reasons, which is that the Rambam holds you can never be Motzi Mammon without an absolute proof from someone who's holding it. Okay, but we're not going to go back to that now. Anyone have a second shot on the Rambam? We only have 8 minutes left. We have two more shots on the Rambam to say. There are only three mainstream shots on the Rambam. Then, of course, there's a million gazillion obscure shots on the Rambam. But there are three mainstream shots on the Rambam. Anyone have a second shot? What? He passed like Rav Hamnuna against Rav Hananya, meaning according to the Rashba, it's good. He doesn't have to pass it against anyone. The Maskana, the Gemara, they're all right, but they're only talking about when there's a Marakama, and they're not talking about a case of regular Safek Bechor. Right? Who says he passed like Rav Hamnuna against Rav Hananya? What? The Lechem Mishnah. Well, who's he quoting? The Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah, and the Shach Sod in the Haggah, the bottom of the beginning of the Tachfo Kohen, says again, basically like the Kesem Mishnah from slightly different words. The Kesem Mishnah says, no, the Rambam, he's not as attractive as the Rashba, he can't get the whole Gemara to work. The Rambam rejects our Gemara. He rejects. He says, the Rambam rejects Rav Hananya. Oh, how can you reject Rav Hananya? You're allowed to just reject an Amora? The answer is yes, because he was going against an Amor Rav Hamnuna. Reject Rav Hananya in favor of Rav Hamnuna. After all, Rav Hamnuna was also Talmud Chacham. Right? Maybe Rav Hamnuna was right. Who said just as Rav Hanani got the last word, who said he was right? So usually in Shas V'Yisuf, whoever gets the last word is right. But after that, the Rambam held that no. The Gemara never explicitly passed against Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said what he said. He said, Tokvo Kohen, Emot Sino Samayoto. We never explicitly said it would pass. Like, it just sounded like Rav Hanani won, but the Rambam thought he was smart, Rav Hamnuna won. Okay, at what point does the Rambam admit that Tzveikos Nechnas and Ladir Les Aser? Yes, he passes it. Does he admit that that means it's Vaday mine? Does he admit that means Tokvo Kohen, Emot Sino Samayoto?
Doesn't he argue that it's considered about their mind?
What do you mean?
He also says, it's like I find it complicated. He says that you can't be mocked with the Korban because it might be Shemesh to Bazara. But at the same time, he also holds that, you could be Misaser.
Exactly. He admits a Seichel Nechnas and Nadir Lehisaser. He denies that Tukva Kohen would see in the Samayado. What does he say? He says, really, it's only mine misafek, but as long as I'm holding it, I have, hold on. I'll give myself just a little room. Here. I can't even read the Kesef Mishnah. We have a minute? Yeah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says he thinks Rav Hanani made a mistake. Rav Hanani assumed that if I can use it for Meiser Behemah, if I have the rights of Vaday Bailim, then it must be that it's mine forever. He says no. Vav Davka says the Kesef of Mishnah. So first of all, he says, the truth is Lechem Mishnah is really the Kesef of Mishnah first. This is the Kesef of Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. They basically say the same thing. Okay, I apologize. He says, we lean near a time of Shalom Beinu, etc. I was reading. Okay, I apologize. My eyes went to the wrong side of the page. That's where I got messed up. Okay, let's actually go to the Kesef Mishnah. The actual Kesef Mishnah says, "Mashkaz Rabbeinu, etc., etc., time, etc., Talakash, etc." The Yishlomar, the Hadar, the Yolam, the Tavgum, the Simeon, the Philos, the Shorin, the Chia Bialma, who, yeah, Rabbah's the Chia Bialma, and Rav Hanani's not a Vel Tziata, came to the Rishos Yisrael, and so, well, right, I've got the Tavgum, the Simeon, well, not the Nimon, the Shalom, the Shapar, Yachol, Lift, or Atzmo, Bo. What does he say? He says the Gesa Mishnah, even though Hamotzi Mechel of Araya is only a Suffolk, and the Kohen can grab it, as long as I'm holding it, have the full rights of Bailus. That's what he says. He says, in Hanami, he says the whole diuk is wrong. I prove Masechet of Dos Nedirlis Aser that it's Vaday mine. No, it's not Vaday mine. It's Suffolk mine. Why can't I use it for Meiser? Because even though it's only Suffolk mine, right now I'm holding it. Since right now I'm holding it, I have the rights of Bailus. I could use it to be Yotzi De Esrog. I could use it for Kiddusha Isha. I could use it for, maybe there'll be Smichas Das problem with Yushishi, we won't get into that now. I could use it for Meiser, so it's not Vaday mine. Why am I letting use it for Meiser Behema? Because even though it's only Suffolk whose it is, and the other guy could grab it, whoever's holding it has the full rights as long as they're holding it. Therefore, when I'm holding it, I could use it for Meiser Behema, because it's considered mine for as long as I'm holding it.
What What about chulin shenishka to azara?
What about chulin shenishka to meaning if I actually bring it as a karban, will it be a chash of chulin?
The Rambam says it would be.
Hmm?
The Rambam says that you can't bring it as a karban. I forgot which one it was, but one of the suffix in Thinkos and Mechoros, he says, you should bring it because Shemir Nishkei Chulim Hazar.
No, I'm not talking about Safi Kedusha. Safi Kedusha is a different story. What does he say here? Mafresh Echem Hem Magzer? It sounds like I could bring it as a carbon. Again, I'm not talking about an animal that's born half looking like a horse that's a Safi Kedusha. Of course I can't bring it as a carbon. That the Safi has nothing to do with Dini Mamonos. That's a Safi of what kind of animal it is. I'm talking about the case about Sar Safi Pitre Chamorim. Rambam says, Misasrim Kishar Behema. Misasrim Kishar Behema sounds like I would actually bring one of them as a karban of Meiser Behema. What's the point? The point is that even though Hamotzi Mechal of Raya is only a suffix, once I'm in control, we treat it as Vadei Mine. It basically breaks the whole link of the Chemda Shlomo and everyone else. Maybe I'll say it even more explicitly. Because it's very hard to understand this Kesef Mishnah. I admit it's hard to understand this Kesef Mishnah. What does he say? He says that it's considered Vadai Mine L'inyan Isurim, even though Hamotzi Mechal of Raya is a suffix. Even though Taka Hamotzi Mechal of Raya is a suffix, the other guy can still grab it. It's not mine forever. But it's enough to be considered Vadai mine L'inyan Isurim. Because, why? Because now I won for now. I realize I'm adding a little in. What's he saying? Right now I won. I don't care how I won. Maybe I won because there's a proof that it's mine forever. Maybe I won just because they're leaving it in my hands meanwhile. Right? Maybe I didn't win forever. Maybe I haven't been able to find it, but right now I won. If right now I won, then L'inyan Yisurim is considered mine. L'inyan Yisurim, whoever's in charge, now it's considered theirs. We don't worry about why they're in charge. We don't worry about how they're in charge. Since right now I won, it's considered mine for Yisurim. I know that goes against the whole Mahalach of the Sugya. The whole Mahalach of the Sugya was that if it's not really, really mine, it's not considered mine for Yisurim. That was the whole basis of the whole Chemda Shlomo and everyone else. But the Rambam, Chemda Shlomo deals with this also. This goes against him, his Kula. The Rambam says, no, maybe he does. He does break the whole Mahalach of the Sugya again. Against the whole Mahalach of our Sugya. Again, what do we mean by the whole Mahalach of our Sugya? Only the Mahalach of Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya assumed that, no, if it's not Vadei Mine, then I can't use it for Meiser Behema. The Rambam says, no. Regardless, it's not Vadei Mine. Taka Moshe Ben Olvai is an eternal Suffolk. But even though it's an eternal Suffolk, whoever's in charge now is the Bailim, the Inyan Esro, the Inyan Matzah, the Inyan Meiser Behema.
Does this go along with the end of Tosfos we had at the top of the page that we were talking about the Kohen, that if he ate it, he's clear, he doesn't have to give it back. Because once it's in his property, he ate it. While it's in his, it's his. He does whatever he wants with it.
So that might be similar, meaning even though it's not really totally mine, once I can act as the Milo, you can't sue me. That's the big Kiddush, the Kesef Mishnah. Let's just bring down the brilliant shot of the Maharid El Ghazi. The Maharid El Ghazi is really an ikker, yes.
What do you do with
the
Sfirah of Lower Sirius Suffolk?
What?
What do you do with the Sfirah of Lower Sirius Suffolk?
Says, this is not a Sirius Suffolk. What do you mean? It's mine.
Yeah,
that's the big Kiddush. Yes?
I understand that. How is it any different than saying it's a Vadei mine for now?
That's what he's saying. It's Vadei mine for now.
But then that's not saying what's meant for the Raya is it's only a Suffolk ownership. It's a Vadei ownership open to future adjudication. That's not the same as we were presenting until now.
Yes, I did want to present as vaday ownership that could change, because then if it's vaday my ownership, then why did it help for you to grab it from yesh harbei la'ayin, I'm presenting the Chazon Mishnah the way I understood him. That, li'inyan isurim, whoever has the rights for now is the Bailam. That's what I understood the Chazon Mishnah. You have the right to understand the Chazon Mishnah a different way. You don't have the right to say you have a different way that you don't understand the Chazon Mishnah. Okay, the Maharal Ghazi, he wrote a very famous parish on the, there's no riff on Bechoros and Chala, which gets stuck into Bechoros. The Ramban wrote a riff on Bechoros and Chala. He also wrote a riff on, meaning a halachos, on Nedarim. It's less clear why, because there is a riff on Nedarim. But the Maharal Ghazi wrote a parish on the Ramban's Hilchos, Bechoros, and Chala, and it's not a parish like the Ramban Lucha Yosef. It's basically like tremendous, tremendous lumdus, which just starts from there and then keeps going. And he's considered almost like a proto-Brisker, even though he lived a long time ago, because his svaras are really so sharp and conceptual and analytic. The Maharal Ghazi here has a third pshat in the Ramban. What does he say? What is Maharal Ghazi's pshat? He says that really, the Ramban says no, says, Ein Motzian Oso Miyado. Really, the Ramban says, it is a total suffix. Total suffix, Meiser Behema. He says the Rambam, no, take the Rambam to its extreme. The Rambam holds a multiple right as a suffix through and through and through. If it's a suffix through and through, then what's the only problem? Why are stakeholders that plus and deal this aser? So he says, because it toasts this kasha. Tosin's kasha is not exactly Tosin's kasha, but that was kasha. Why does it need to be asara suffik bitrit chamorim? When you said sfeikah doesn't do asara, why can it be one suffik? Why doesn't it be 10 suffik bitrit chamoris? So he says the Maskanas Hasugya rejects the previous conclusion. How? But he says the Iker is Asara Safeg Pidyone Petar Chamor. He says the key is in the end, all 10 of them are Safeg Pidyone Petar Chamor. If all 10 of them are Pidyon Petach Hamor, then you know what he says they're not Miss Asrin he says how are they Potter? If they're all Safeg, your poter mamono lo mishom vadai mamon balabayas ella mishom sveik sveika. He says that's why in the end of the sugi the davka said asara safi pitra chamorim. What does asara mean? Take each seh. Suffolk mine, Suffolk, the Kohens, and even if it's mine, Suffolk niftar b'mamon sheli, Suffolk lo niftar. Says it is an eternal Suffolk in the end. It is an eternal Suffolk in the end. But what was the worst kasha? Poter b'mamon Kohen. How can you be poter mamona over mamon kohen? The answer is, according to the Rashba, I'm poter with my own money because it's vaday mine. According to the Chazon Mishnah, I'm poter with my own money because le'inyan yisurim it's vaday mine. According to him, the reason I can pater my mamon is if you didn't sveik sveika. Why? All 10 of them are sveikos. So for number one, I say maybe it's the kohens and I don't have to miser it. Even if it's mine and I have to miser it, maybe I did miser it because maybe they're all mine. Right? And therefore, or the truth is you could even do better. If you only had those 10, you could make it a mimanushach. If all 10 of them were mine, I meisered them. And if one of them is the Kohen's, I don't have to meiser. But even if you have a lot of animals, it's still mine mimanafshach. Maybe this was never mine in the first place on Potter, even if it was mine and I'm chayav, maybe I might serve properly because I took off one of mine for it. Maybe I might serve properly. So, for each one I say, and even if it's mine, maybe the tenth was mine. Maybe the tenth was the coins. So therefore, it's potter mishum sveik sveika. Maybe it was never chayit ma'is behemik because it's not mine. And even if it is mine, maybe I was yotze ma'is behemik because the tenth one was also mine. And therefore, I'm yotze ma'is behemik. The Maror El Gazi says, kaket is an eternal suffix. And he makes a deal. The maskana of the words, not just that we change the pidrin pet chamor like the Rashba. It's that we change the asara suffix pidrin chamor. And he says, what's my raya that I'm right? Why did the Gemara have to say 10 Safi Pitra Chamorim? Why not just say one Safi Pitra Chamorim? It must be because they knew that it's only part of Mishum Sveik Sveika and not Mishum Vadai Mine. So in the Maskana, then there's three ways the Rambam justifying his own Psak of Sveikos and Nathnasim deal this Aser. One is the Rashba. When there's a Marakama, it's Vadai Mine, there's no Tfisa. And the Rambam only says Tfisa works in the no Marakama. Second is the Kesav Mishnah. Taka, it's not really Vaday Mine forever, Tfisa works, but Lein Yisurim, it's Vaday Mine. Third is Marid El Gazi. Marid El Gazi says, no, it's Suffolk forever. Bein Marakama, Bein not Marakama, everything's a Suffolk. There is never Vaday Mine. Hamos of Marid El Rai is always only a Suffolk. Marakama is also always only a Suffolk in such cases. Why are the Sfeikos Nechnas and Dulis Aser? Not Midin Vaday, but Midin. Why are they potter? Why aren't I potter mon mon coin? The answer is, yeah, there's a 25% chance I am potter mon mon coin. That's fine, because I'll be sphinx sphinx. I haven't been potter mon mon coin. So therefore, it's no problem. Technically, he's actually answering why I can be potter mamoni b'momon zeh. He's not answering why it's nifnas and dirlis asra in the first place. He would say, because if each one is a suffix, why not call this a suffix? He would say, no. The Torah about Siri suffix only applies when there's a psalm, like Kedusha. When it just doesn't belong to me, that's not a Torah about Siri suffix, because someone has to miser it. So therefore, suffix to it belongs to is not nismai from a Siri suffix. The only problem the Gemara asks is, potter mamon mamon koing? The answer is, I'm not potter mamon mamon koing. So again, the Rashi would say, makamara kama to my mom. Kesavisha would say, the coin has rights to grab it, but as long as I'm holding it, it's my mom, and I can be Poter Mamoni. The Marit would say, Taka, maybe I was Poter Mamoni Mamon coin. But as Sfake Sfake that I wasn't, so I am, okay. I'll Sfake Sfake, I was Yotze Yidei Chobasi. These are three totally different ways to defend the Rambam. And again, these are the three main ways. Everything else is either a variation or coming out of left field to defend the Rambam. Our Sugya, okay, we'll have to come back to the non-Choshe Mishpat details of our Sugya. Mir Tzashem next time. That is a fascinating question. If it belongs to the public, this is